Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Friday, February 10th, 2006. Today's message is titled, Trusting in the Lord.
Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge Him, and He shall direct your paths. Proverbs 3, 5, and 6.
Yesterday we shared over the phone with a longtime friend, Jack and Chris, and their three children. We're a young family when they became a part of our church in northern Pennsylvania in the early 80s. They moved on shortly before we left that community in 1993, and have moved several times since then. We've also moved a couple of times, but thankfully we've stayed in contact. They are now in their 50s and continue to serve the Lord and greatly rejoice that all three of their grown children are serving the Lord as well. It's interesting what you remember about people, but I specifically recall that Jack's favorite scripture verse was our daily text. As I recall, he would often use it as an intro when he would make a public testimony of Christ's work in his life. There is a sense that this verse, in an overall way, always speaks to our situation. However, there are those acute times when we desperately need his direction in life, and it becomes especially meaningful. I'm sure there are many readers today who are dealing with a financial crisis, an employment situation, a difficult family matter, or a health concern that is heavy on your heart. We so need our paths directed. The wonderful proverb has three commands followed by a promise. Our responsibility is to obey the commands. We can be absolutely assured that God will keep His promise. Those commands are to trust in the Lord with all my heart, to lean not on my own understanding, and in all my ways to acknowledge Him. For me, it's not all that hard to understand the meaning of these three clauses, but application is another matter. Am I really trusting in the Lord with all my heart? It's so hard not to lean on my own understanding. Day by day, moment by moment, am I really acknowledging Him? In my life, after 30-plus years of walking with the Lord, I am still working on this verse. But I can testify to the veracity of the promise. He has directed my paths, and I have an assurance that He always will. Today, I encourage each reader to accept this truth in regard to your own situation and rejoice with me in His steadfast love and care.
Jesus, when I lean on my own understanding, I fall prey to the natural man and limit the work of the supernatural. But when I trust You with all my heart, I leave no room for second guessing. Today I want to acknowledge Your presence in every area of my life, family, work, relationships, my alone times. You will bring to pass the divine plans You have for me as You direct all my ways. Just a little note that makes me think about our devotional today. In my telephone yesterday with a friend, the friend that we've talked about, we both confess that as believers who've walked with the Lord most of our lives, it's very easy to say, well, I'm going to trust God to work out my situation. It's quite another to completely live by that statement. We have a tendency to want to get our plans worked out according to the way we think it should be, and then we give God the rest of the matter to place His blessing for further to perfect.
Well, isn't that true, though? I think not only Brooksine and our friend Chris, that's Jack's wife, can identify with that, but we all can't we? Back in the 80s, there was a healthy phase as far as music, at least in my view, when we sang many scripture verses verbatim in church. And today's verse was one of them, and I'm sure many in that church some 25 years ago to this day can recall this verse based on singing. Actually, we poked around a bit about having Brooksine record it today, but it just didn't come out very well. And she did not give me her permission to put it up, so it's not. Let me conclude with another great memory in life. I also consider other people who in my life are known for the scripture verse that they often quoted. I suppose you have some people like that yourself as well. I sure hope so. Aunt Ruth sure comes to mind. She was always quoting, "This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Cherished memory I have is taking my mom to see her in a nursing home in Windsor, Missouri. She'd reach her arms up from her wheelchair to bring me close and hug me and say, "Well, how are you, darling?" I hope you have an aunt like that. What a blessing they are. Have a blessed day today and continue to stay faithful to the Lord.